doing?
We are back live from Vietnam. Homer J. Cole, Moray, Dennis Smith Jr.,
yeah,
Ray Mercer, and George Floyd. And George Floyd. So
and yo, let's not forget Michael Jordan's daddy.
Yeah. Michael Williams Jr., the NBA welterweight champ of the world, baby.
Ooh, you know, let's go. Knock him out like Zab Judah. Let's do it.
Before we get started, I want to plug in a few things. Go check out Big Cas 910 TV. Definitely check that out. Be on the lookout for the Circle Kings podcast. Be on the lookout for the Circle Kings podcast. Be on the lookout for the Underground Experience. And we got the show, Mr. J. What day is that this month?
November 18th.
We will be in the building. I'll be in the building with Mr. J.
Yep.
And check out this little white guy at Paul Pickett Podcast.
This little white guy.
Little white guy. White guy in a little coat.
All right, so
my bad, man.
Today's topic is going to be hip hop remixes. Before we get into some of the remixes,
I got a whole journal.
The importance of a remix, like just bringing an extra life to the song, extending the life of a song. The different kind of remixes. You know, you got the remix where it's the same acapella but a different beat, and then you got the remixes where you let's throw on three or four spitters and, you know, kill the remix. And let's start with, though, what's the gold standards of the remix?
I mean, first of all, I don't want to jump on anybody's toes. Don't say, what's up, Casanova, man? I ain't seen you in a couple weeks, my man right there. I've been checking out Big Cas 910 TV, definitely, man. You're doing your thing, bro. Good to see you.
Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Hang on. Let's get elephants.
One at a time, one at a time.
All right,
Mr. Jones, 1 second. I want to get the elephant in the room out of the way. So Flavor in Your Ear, does everybody agree that's like your top Flavor in Your Ear, You're All I Need, J Blige and Method Man.
It's
these are the big elephants, giant remixes, right, that really made careers. I mean, I would say those two, are just like crazy bananas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody, what y'all think?
No,
yeah,
I want you to go on.
Well, no, we're gonna get into some more nuanced ones, but I want to hear y'all the big ones. What's y'all's big ones?
What's the gold standard? What's the gold standard?
Flavor in Your Ear to me and All I Need with Mary J and Meth are the gold standard to me. But there's some dope ones I want to talk about, but those are the big dogs.
Yeah, I mean, check it out. Paul started off talking about the importance of a remix, and as an artist myself, I think to myself, I'm like, damn, they did a remix for this? Like, what made them go back and do another version that worked better than the original? Like, wow, that's pretty dope, you know? Because you can go to Method Man's album, you can go to Cal, and you hear All I Need, and you hear the original version, but that damn remix, the gate, man. Word to Rolling Weight. Shout out to Rolling Weight. But out the gate, you know, it's like, you know.
Well, the All I Need remix was the one that blew up. You know what I'm saying? The album version, you listen, I mean, there's some differences there. But what is that your two big, what's your biggies, Mr. Jones? What's your number one remix? Let's
what's
get that out of the way.
We can talk.
Oh, snap. You want to make me break out? I've been making a list all week.
Jones don't know yet, so I'm gonna go with Flavor in Your Ear remix and the Method Man All I Need.
No, but I ain't mad at that. But Big Face was asking about B.I.G. right?
No,
he was asking about your gold standard of the remix. What's the gold standard remix?
Well, he already said it, man. Flavor in Your Ear remix is it's incredible. I love the original song. What I like about a remix is that the first joint is good enough that everybody want to jump on it. That is incredible to me, you know? But, you know, man, Cass, I don't even know how to answer the question.
I mean, it's too many nuances because a remix could mean a lot of things. I think, you know, back in the days, you know, it was kind of like if they had a record and they needed a little more push for radio, they might try to throw like a different, you know, beat behind it. But then there's, you know, there's remixes where it's like synthy, where it's just on the same track. Then there's remixes where the artists actually go in there and redo it. I'm gonna tell you, so I do think Flavin Ear is up there, but also, you know, tied for Flavin Ear, I have to put up the Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, the California Love remix. That's like my two tops. Ooh. And so like that's what I'm saying, like that's like a remix coming from a whole nother perspective, but
that's in the top five for me too, though. That's one of the biggies for me though.
I can definitely feel you, Kaz. Definitely feel you. Cause
Mr. J, who you got?
Man, you know, like you said, it's always different types of remixes, different types of reasons why people do things. I don't think anybody mentions this. I don't know if they would, but that LL Who Shot You remix.
That's on my list. It's
crazy.
It's in my damn book.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because that's like, you know, he came in with the king of the posse cuts. Like he was one of those cats. Like, you know, once he started doing that, it was just like it was out the door.
Since you brought it up, what I loved about that remix was the fact that Keith Murray and Mobb Deep were dissing each other on the end of it. The last two verses, the two artists were dissing each other. I love that on that. That
yeah, was that's hilarious. Crazy.
Yo, Big Face. Face and Mr. J. Whoa, y'all going in deep, because a lot of people don't even realize that Keith Murray and
shit.
And Mobb Deep was going in on each other.
I mean,
it wouldn't be the first time.
Who was Cool J talking about on his verse on there?
Well, I don't know, man. What do you think, Casanova? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I want to say because that's the verse where he was like,
Rhymes of the month in the source for 20 years. You know, he said shit like that.
Cannabis, man. He was talking to Cannabis. Cannabis lost big time, lost his whole career chasing around Mr. Smith. Messed his whole career up. If he'd have never messed with Mr. Smith, Cannabis may be on the Mount Rushmore rap. He had that much buzz going for him. He completely derailed it going after one of the icons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, that was the 4-3. I'm sorry.
Now, I seen a video recently too. Where, yeah. Cannabis. Nas was saying Cannabis was.
I'm sorry. I might have jumped over a little bit there, but yeah, my bad.
Now I was saying I seen a video recently where Nas was saying Cannabis was one of the few ones that he really feared. Like
he could rap. Question the fact he could rap. Who? What? I mean, he could rap. He was. By the way, I feel like Cannabis was kinda to me like Eminem before Eminem. I don't know, it just didn't rock, but he was that kind of wordsmith to me. Like, wow, like he was doing shit with language I couldn't even imagine. Anyway, sorry. P, get control of us, bro.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask
back
you this.
To remixes, the list back I'm to remixes. At, they got let's go to remixes.
Public Enemy, Shut Him Down, Pete Rock mix as number one. Do y'all agree with that?
No.
I think it's dope. But I wouldn't say it's number one.
I think it's a little, I think it's little too high on the list.
Y'all want to know what
No. It's dope.
I like the Pete Rock remix of Jump Around, House of Pain. That shit was
dope.
That shit was fire to me.
Hey, that's on the list, but I don't remember that record too well.
It's all good. One of us does. It's all right.
how dare you, you white rapper, not know all the House of Pain, everything?
Hey, as a North Carolinian black man, I remember a white dude at 71st. This dude was walking around 71st with a fucking mailman hat on, real proud of House of Pain.
Well, this is the thing I noticed about this list I was looking at. Pete Rock is on like a top, a lot of these remixes where it's just the beats, it's Pete Rock. Pete Rock, Pete Rock, Pete Rock.
Pete Rock, I mean, Rock is like the king of remixes. He's the king of hip hop remixes. He is.
Well, he's a prolific.
He was in there for the longest time.
One of the hardest working producers ever in hip hop, too. And across the right,
before Diddy came out, he was kind of the he was the guy to go to.
You know, beyond Diddy, what you don't even realize is P-Rock never stopped making beats, man. P-Rock, boy, you get a banger from P-Rock now that'll crush motherfuckers. I mean, P-Rock's still working.
He's still working, still doing his thing, and wrote his own rhymes, too. He was, man. He could rap and could, you know, produce. Probably the one of the first, you know, rapper producers, but he didn't want to rap as much.
Jimmy D on the tree, right? I mean, them boys, right?
Yep.
I'm burning.
Oh, yeah. Piece of Heavy D. Man, Heavy D said it on the track. He said,
Can I mention something right quick?
That's Pete for the beats. Yeah, that's what he said. That's his cousin. Go ahead, Heavy D's cousin.
What about that, one of my favorite songs, period, but then I love the remix, was the Roscoe Soul on Ice remix.
Yo!
Oh, man.
Man, stay off my list, man. Stay off my list, face. What are you doing? When I was
young and I was writing poetry.
What are you doing? It's right here. All
right.
Jones what's crazy about that song? If you go and listen to the original is like a really hard listen compared to the remix.
I overreacted. I'm going
to
hear
it. It definitely lifted the lyrics to me. The remix let the lyrics shine a little bit better.
Yeah. And you had Diamond D on the remix. Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm not talking tonight.
Diamond D on the motherfucking remix, man.
You ain't funny enough tonight, man. You ain't funny enough tonight. You ain't live free or die trying, man.
Watch out, 50 Cent.
Talk about you got to live free or die trying tonight.
Nah, man. Face is a good one. That is the ultimate. It's like, people been telling me, they're like, yo, the remix. If it's better than the original, that's a good remix. And it's like that Soul on Ice is perfection. It's like, it's perfection. It's like, wow. Damn, Face. All right, you got me. Damn.
So another one of mine got to be. Y'all remember when R. Kelly hopped on the Nas Street Dreams remix?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember that.
Definitely one of my top ones.
That's on this list.
Come on, Cass, land on us. I know you got some. Don't be holding out on us, Cass. You holding out over there.
I mean, I got a lot, man. But like I said, it's hard to talk about because of, I mean, a remix means so many different things.
Okay, so what I'm looking at is what I fuck with Heavy. You know what I'm saying? I can't defend nobody else's standpoint or what they think about something. But what I can tell you is how something made me feel. Motherfuckers won't remember what you say. They'll remember how you made them feel. I remember how these records made me feel. I like the Trinidad James All Gold Everything remix. That shit was bananas, right? Well, I mean, let's go there.
But what I'm really, lately it's really what a verse could do for a remix. And I think the craziest one of recent was when Hov popped on the joint, the I'm All the Way Up remix. That song brought Remy and Fat Joe kind of back. And I think Fat Joe kind of had a favor in the tuck that he had been waiting for a long time. And I mean, that whole verse put it on, especially with the radio.
Lean back remix. That was
even Roy Jones was forced to lean back.
What Cass is saying is, see what he's talking about, the Maneuver remix. That remix meant a lot in their career, right? Like, helped them, made them a lot of money after the fact, right?
But it's a dope ass song, though. It's a dope song.
I think a remix that changed one more time.
Mr. J, what you got over there is your next up, your next tier.
Just one of the one of my favorites is the Talib Kweli "To Get By" remix.
Hey, I love Talib Kweli.
I mean, you get Jay-Z on there with, you know, Mos Def and Kanye West, and of course Busta. You know what I mean? And A$AP, that's when people
is dummy.
I mean, anytime you get, you know, those type of cats together, and you know, it was at a time where people felt like, you know, you couldn't have backpackers on with street cats, and, you know what I mean? Like that kind of disproved that whole situation.
Well, you know, that run right there, that Black Star, that Definition album with High Tech, who produced a bunch of that, they had their little run right there, but they were so good you couldn't fuck with them. See, that's when Backpack can always win when the talent is undeniable. And that Black Star, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, High Tech, kid out of Cincinnati, was making those records for them. That's crazy, man. I mean, you couldn't deny that, right? So they had to get down with that. Because that was almost a bring back the Africa Medallion moment of hip hop, and then they snatched it back again.
Because Rockets didn't know what to do.
Fuck no, bitch. Ass and titties, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, I'm gonna jump on both of y'all, man. Pause.
Like, thank you, Mr. J. Rocket. That's why Mr. J is the goddamn professor. That's your new rap name, Professor X. He need to be in a wheelchair around this motherfucker. He is our Professor Xavier for this bitch.
Everything, control everything mentally. Like, yes. But yo, Face, you right. It was this close to the African Medallion coming. It was this close. That close.
Real close that summer.
But then, you know.
What'd you say, Masai?
I might bring it back anyway.
I was going to throw out a question. Which remix do y'all prefer? Do you prefer the remix with the verses on it, like features, or the remix with the new beat? Which one do y'all think is
the new beat? The new beat.
All right.
I like features. Features for me.
I like the new beat.
You like the new beat one?
It's a toss up, but I think I might have to lean towards the features.
All right. So what are we going to do about
Posse Cuts? Are my thing. I love Posse Cuts.
So just to cross over a little bit here to some favorites.
But this. Hold on. The main thing I want to hear is I want to hear the R&B. I want to hear the R&B joint with the hip hop beat, and then somebody
put a verse in there. I like
that. Yo, Sir Kaz, Mr. Kaz,
Sir Kaz up in this bitch.
Yeah,
God
man.
Damn.
Look, man. I had a conversation with this with one of my brothers. I think it's him over there, or that way. But man, Total had their song. Can't you see? But man, they did the remix.
Wow, and, why didn't we say that remix? Because that remix was dope.
And B.I.G. jumped on that track like a monster.
What about wait a minute. I'm sorry. Chicken
heads from Pasadena to Medina. He just, that count?
Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Number one.
The One More Chance remix, y'all. Why didn't we say that? Because the remix was
selling. Stay out of my book, man. Stay out of my book.
That is the top three remix. That's in my top five, but they sold many. The remix is all we remember. You don't even know the real original. What y'all
is the remix, is that a Jermaine Dupri remix?
That's interesting.
It was.
I can't.
Jermaine Dupri got a lot of good ones, man, like with Mariah Carey, and everybody, man.
So, and that's a side note, when Big
he's in the top three of the remixes.
Hey, Mr. Jones can corroborate this. Side note, when I was doing my thing, we was on a Lowrider magazine gave us money to do like five shows. And we were in Atlanta meeting with Jermaine Dupri's father, because So Def was gonna fund our little mini tour. Jermaine Dupri's father back then was the real muscle behind the hustle, you know what I'm saying? And it was mad cool. And Jermaine Dupri's mouth is mad. Back then, his shit looked like a goddamn toolbox. His mouth came into office 2 minutes before he did.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
So I
didn't get time.
Oh my God.
it was a good day. It was a good day though, cause that's.
What up, Jermaine? I'm sorry, bro, but you did fuck Janet. I didn't fuck Janet.
And Jermaine Dupri is in the Houdini video as a young kid.
What is motherfucker ever just to win big in life? The motherfucker looks like a whole sack of shit.
Why'd you bring that up, man? Why'd you do that, man?
Man says his teeth look like a tool.
We need to go viral. We need to go viral.
Like a toolbox.
got the 10 millimeter over here. You got the motherfucking whole combination wrench right here, dog.
All right, Paul, take it over. Paul, take it over.
Come remix this grill.
I don't know how we got the Jermaine Dupri's
remix the grill
toolbox or whatever. But
I was fucking with the remix right there.
Let's get back to the remix.
All right. I got a list. What y'all think about? I'm still laughing at face. God damn, man. Where you get that topic from, man?
You're not as funny as you were last week, man. You got to step it up.
I don't give a fuck, man. I'm not no comedian. Deconcentration. I'm no comedian, man. If I'm funny, I'm funny. It's whatever. Oh, man. All right.
Pressure.
Let's get back
Did
to the remix.
Somebody say that Nas made you look remix with Ludacris and Jada.
Stay off my list.
I was getting ready to say. Yeah.
Luda tore that shit down, man. Luda had a good time with that beat. He had a good time.
So
sneak peeks and low blows.
Just going into the features, which is like what you just named. The final moments gotta be when Tip did the top back low. The top back low with everybody on it, like B, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, that's when the features really went crazy. I think that's really when Khaled started doing that, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What you
kind of became the king of that.
Hold on, what you mean by that? Please elaborate. I want to hear more.
Okay, well, taking one song and throwing like 7 or 8 of the best rappers on it. The first time you heard that was when the top back low remix, and when Kanye did Swagger Like Us.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's the first time we heard like 7, 8 people on one track. And I think Swagger Like Us was the remix too. That was the remix.
That's what I want to ask you. Is Swagger a remix?
The remix got like 7, 8 people on it.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Hey, I just wanted to check in with you.
So one I like, y'all, and this has got a little bit of nuance to it, the Lollipop remix with Lil Weezy and Static Major and Kanye West. Now, Static Major died like 2 days before they released the remix. And then Kanye gave a mad underrated verse. He crushed that shit. And Lollipop, that was a pretty big record. I like that remix a lot.
It's in the top 10 on the list I'm looking at. You know, so I can't argue with you on that.
No one partook in that motherfucking remix, riding around in your fucking Hyundai Sonata with the goddamn
on the back. Not the Sonata. The Sonata.
I had my Suzuki Sidekick 4-door with 2.6 rides on the back. With 212s in the back, bitch, fucking around with me.
I didn't have that bumping while I was walking to the IGA. I did not.
You
have
might
that
not got robbed so many times as you
IGA.
Had.
Hey, yo, Paul, man, you really don't need to walk that far, man. Catch it by the 15, okay. Man.
The yeah, IGA is like 2 minutes down the road, Jones.
So catch when 15, I think of, when man. I. Yo, when I think of remixes, y'all, I think of songs that I thought that was the hit. I ain't even realized it was a remix. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never heard, when I heard the first song, I was like, wow. Quiet Storm.
It's good. My
Quiet Storm remix. I thought that was the real record.
That. Yeah.
I heard the original record after the remix, and I was like, wow, the remix is crazy.
Yeah. Word.
Well, how many records actually needed a remix?
Kim.
To blow up,
yeah,
records
especially Lil Kim. Lil Kim came
that's
off
what
on
Kaz
that.
Kaz was saying right. earlier, though. That's what Kaz was saying. The difference is in, you know, that right. How many remixes they needed it to blow up?
I mean, there's a lot, man. You could go through the list of.
But I will say the reason I call Flavor in Year the biggest remix for me is because it was a giant, huge record, like a giant record, and everyone wanted to be on. Like, you knew every big rapper in the world wanted to be on that remix.
Come on, Face. Face
and
was
then
backing
they got
me
the
up.
Biggest, like, giant names on that record. And then you had old Mr.
On the
Craig
East Coast.
Mack, Mr. Folgers in your face. Fuck Flavors on your ear. Folgers on your face. He was the ugliest motherfucker ever. They didn't want to give him a record deal, but he wrote so many rhymes for them motherfuckers, they had to.
Hey, yo, for anybody by the way, watching,
I'm saying that RIP to Craig Mack, one of the most abused motherfuckers in the industry ever.
For anybody watching and listening, go to
fuck
YouTube.
You, Buff Daddy, hold for up. What you did to Craig Mack, bitch
one
ass motherfucker.
Hey yo,
one
for
time, any, fellas.
For no, I'm agreeing, man. Me and Face, we on one accord right now. For anybody listening and watching, go to YouTube and type in MC Easy Get Retarded, and you're going to find out that Craig Mack was doing this shit way before Flavin' the Air, and he was representing Staten Island way before
Air.
Yeah.
What happened to Casanova?
I said what I had to say.
What happened to Cas?
We lost his cam. We lost
his cam. Oh, Sam.
Man down.
Oh, there you go. He's back.
He ain't back. You drunk motherfucker. That's James Jenright.
Yeah, he ain't back yet.
Oh, snap. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you tipsy. You tipsy off that whiskey from Mississippi right now.
Nah, I'm tipsy off of life, man. I've been feeling good all day. I told you that earlier.
You going to live free or die trying. We get it.
All the proceeds come to me. That
if
fuck
life
up t-shirt.
Comes in a bottle of diesel, then he's tipsy off life.
No, man. Like, I found out some information. Mr. J knows. I found out some information. I ain't talking about it right here.
Hey, somebody please reach out to Kaz and make sure he's having non-technical difficulties or, you know, he good.
Hey, yo, Mr. J.
They got to run up on his spot. This is a 2-6.
Throw a fist in your head.
We'll bring him back in when his video pops.
If I found out,
let other motherfuckers talk, dog. You got to end your thoughts, my brother.
Both of y'all got to let motherfuckers talk. Mr. J, go ahead.
Yeah, we talked about this joint earlier. The Buck 'Em Down remix. It's the video version. Buckshot, you know, Lord, I forgot the name. But Buckshot, Shorty, you know what I'm saying? That Boot Camp Click. The video version was not that version that was on the album, so that's a remix. The Buck 'Em Down remix. That's one of my favorites as well.
You talking about the Buck 'Em Down, Buck Town? Or you talking about the I Got You Open? Which one?
That might be. That's it.
I got you open
remix. I got you open. I got you open remix. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. The I Got You Open remix is right.
You got
really
the hand hiding from the beach to make you stop. It's the good shit, lollipop, right away. I'm kicking the brighter days. Ain't nothing funny. Still do nothing move but the money.
The money.
The hip hop thing. Not a fake drip drop thing.
You can fool the rest, but you can't fool me. Said the bitch fooled me. Yeah, let's go.
Hey, funny story. I met my wife in Brooklyn, my ex-wife, my father, my mother, my child, and Buckshot was trying to holler at my shorty. I had to press up on little short ass Buckshot back in the day.
Shorty trying to holler at your shorty.
Yeah. Staten Island, New York.
Let's keep it running real quick. I'm about to make a drink.
Oh goodness, this dude about to make a drink.
Good, we got it. Hey, so Mr. J,
bartender,
Casanova, hit us with something we ain't heard yet, man. Come on, I know y'all got it.
What's up?
Tribe Called Quest scenario.
Which
remix.
One?
Oh,
I'm walking off. Yeah. I'm walking off.
So if Scenario is considered a remix, it's number one. It's number one forever.
Yeah.
If that is considered a remix, too, then it's number one.
Facts.
Yeah.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the rhyme.
Because like you said, that's one of those ones that make you forget that there was even an original song
Right.
Let me tell you, yes, yes, Cass. And let me tell you this. Nobody hates that remix in the world except for Charlie Brown and Dinko D.
Because they knew Busta was it. He was out of here. He
Busta fucking, they knew after that, they said, damn, he gone, he gone, he gone.
Yeah, and Charlie and had to go drive a taxi.
I think Fife Dawg killed it the best on that shit. Fife Dawg crushed that shit.
Yo. Bo knows this.
Bo knows that. Because Bo can't rap. What do you know? But, he crushed that shit.
Tell him.
Yo, but.
By the way, back when Short
never heard of a remix to make a person had to go drive a cab.
Back when a short cat could represent, he always represented. And like Guru said, 5'8". Shit, bitch, I'll still knock your snap. I love back in the short dude era. Shout out to all the cats in the 6 foot. Fuck y'all.
Cats in the short dude era.
put you on your Bozak, bitch. Your Bozak.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's Jones, up? What's the Showbiz and AG joint where they came back with the remix that had the premiere?
The
Brothers Must Forgotten had the skills have gotten.
Yo, that was a Diamond D song. Brothers Can't Believe How the Skills Have Gotten, and it had a smooth ass, dope, just rugged beat.
Yeah, it was a crazy premiere remix.
Knows the name? We slipping if we don't know the name right now.
No, you talking about I remember the Polo and was there ever an Ill Street Blues remix?
No.
If there's not, can we do one right now? Let's do one. Shit, that shit is dope.
you know what? I was talking to Paul about the theme music that comes on. I was like, man, we all need to rhyme on this.
Forever and ever, the lyric that says buck, buck, buck. Take that with you on the way down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah. That changed the way I thought about music.
I love that.
Fuck. Yo, take that with you on the way down.
It's not a remix, but it is a dope song. And I love the video.
And y'all talking about Showbiz and AG Next Level, right? Wasn't that the joint?
Yeah,
the next level?
I was almost going to
Google it, then it popped in my head. Next Level.
I already had Googled it from my hot tub time machine, motherfucker, and I had it.
But yo, that's a dope beat, and it's Diamond D. That's Diamond D. Doom, doom, doom. Brothers Can't Believe How the skills have gotten. Like, wow, you know. All right, but sticking with remixes. What do y'all think about this?
Anybody say the Annie Up? Annie Up remix.
Why didn't we say that? Annie Up.
That fool.
I love
take chains off.
Hey yo, I love the original. I love the original. But man, Busta Rhymes was ready for that beat. He was ready. He was like, yeah. He was ready, man. Busta Rhymes sounded like they gave him 50 G's and a blunt.
Yeah. Yo, that Annie Up remind me of that You Don't Know What You Do remix. When that You Don't Know What You Do remix is out in the club, that shit was crazy, yo.
What are you talking about?
Time to dump fire. You don't know.
Jay-Z.
That was crazy in the club.
Wait. There's a remix for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jay-Z did the song.
On the Blueprint 2.
Oh, that's not the remix for the MOP. That's the real song, ain't it?
You don't know what you're doing. I never heard a remix.
I don't know. I think that. So. I think it might be.
They got MOP on the remix.
I do think
crazy
that.
In the club.
Get the fuck out. Word.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it starts off like, fight.
Yeah, that Jay-Z joint. On the Blueprint 2, I think.
Yeah.
Blueprint 2.
Fire in the hole. We're allowing smoke in the night, Face. Because Jones isn't funny enough tonight. I'm disappointed.
Hold on. What you want me to do?
Why you bringing to attention in your nefarious behavior? I told you it was your anti-Semitic remarks that got us flagged. We talked about that in the privacy.
Oh, you got flagged? What you want me to do?
Who's anti-Semitic marks? Who's anti-Semitic marks?
Always yours, Mr. Masson. You know.
All right, I'm going to let y'all talk.
You pro-jihad. We know all about you.
Jones ain't funny enough.
Jones ain't funny enough. What I gotta do?
Go take two shots and then run into the wall real fast. Man, that's what he wants you to do.
I'm not funny enough. What I gotta do? Put on blackface and tap
so,
dance?
So hey, I do want to say this. Why is not a law here?
Not yo, funny so enough. I'm not funny enough.
He had alluded to this earlier. Tonight, while y'all, after this, 8:55, y'all can get this free if you got Prime, right? If you got the Prime video app, you go on there tonight. We got the Mundell, that's Redneck Mundell versus Coltrane, BKFC. Pay-per-view is free on Prime, on their live, free with ads on Freevee. So get on there and watch my man Redneck Mundell fight Coltrane for the middleweight championship of bare knuckle boxing. Me and Paul got Redneck on our number two show on the Circle of Kings. Just to let y'all know, for the first time, live announcing here on Live from Vietnam, our first show for the Circle of Kings is Michael Williams Jr., the current NBA welterweight champion of the world from the 2-6. My girl Britton Hart, the current strawweight bare knuckle world champion, and fought on Roy Jones undercards, has been a champion three different sports. And then, of course, Zab Super Judah. So the first Circle of Kings podcast, which is straight, and of course, Block Baby Moolah out of the 2-6. So it's scrapping and rapping on Circle of Kings with Big Face. And that's a little sneak preview that no one's ever heard, P. Like, there you go.
Hey, yo, that's Face. What's up? In your face, I gotta say that Paul hit me up and he said the interview went real good, man. So
I'm
doing my promo with the fresh haircut. Peace to bare knuckle. Let's get it in. That's my promo.
And
right
also,
there.
You know, be on the lookout because we've got big plans for this, and we have like some big names in the future. We got like Roy Jones Jr. will be on the show in the future. Like, we've got some really good things, and of course, for the city, always for the city, man. It's always about the city. It's never about us. So yeah, man. We hope to be like this for my brothers, like Live from Vietnam. What we doing right here, man? We all do it for the city. That's what we all here to do it for.
Word. 2-6.
I have a question. Did anybody know what the first hip hop remix was? Do any of us know that?
Oh, shit.
Good
That's question. All I got to say.
What's the first hip hop remix?
I don't know. Teddy Riley probably did it.
Teddy Riley. I don't know. I think it might be that Pete Rock. that Pete Rock PE. That might be one.
Public the Enemy? Is that why that's so high on the list? Is that why that's high
be.
On the list? Because it could be the first?
I don't think any 45 King, anybody else other than that would have done a remix. Maybe 45 King would have done a remix, but I don't see any. I don't know any of those.
I'm not trying to disagree with you, but 45 King, he made one-offs. He didn't do remixes. He made
that's
one-offs.
That's what I'm saying. That's so, what I'm saying. So,
Pete Rock. I think Pete Rock is the king of remixes.
We just brought up one. Rest in peace, DJ Screw. He did a lot of dope ass remixes, man. And I can't believe he changed the game with his remixes.
Yeah. What do you mean, man? Give me an example. I need an example.
By just slowing the song down.
Well, his mixtapes that were all remixes because he took the songs and slowed them down. He pitched them down. He changed. You know what
he did. He really did. Yeah. Huh.
So some of them joints sound like complete different songs, yo. I love school.
Okay, I'll give you one. What was the first? Like I learned about whole records because of Screw. I was listening to mixtapes. I didn't even know about these artists. Then I went back and found the artists. I mean, Houston has a huge sound, and he was very integral in creating that shit. So.
Wow.
To me, I don't know. Different folks may not feel this way, but I do. I can hear hip hop. I can kind of feel like where it's from. When I hear it, I can feel that's from Houston. That's Miami. That's LA. That's New York. That's North Carolina. I can hear it. I can hear it.
You know what? I hope I'm not jumping on top of anybody, but I can actually vouch.
Pause.
I can actually vouch for Face. I can.
That's crazy.
Man,
like, that was crazy.
Man, Face had me. Now, I'm a East Coast kind of dude, you know. But man, Face
you ain't
had
been
me
over to the West Coast, so you gotta be an East Coast kind of dude.
Let me tell you.
International. We international from the 2C.
Let me tell you. I was doing the photography shoot for one of my brothers. I'm not going to name his name until he wants it to be named. But then my brother was like, yo, man, there's a show going on over here. When you say pictures. And man, I'm taking pictures of Face. And next thing I know, me and Face, Face and me, we in the limousine with the Yin Yang Twins. The wildest night of my life, man. But it was real. So I just had to get that story out, man. It was real fun.
Yeah, that definitely ain't your cup of tea, Jones. I know that. Yin Yang Twins and Jones was probably like the odd couple.
Nah, they was real, man. Yo, no, they was some real dudes, man. They had a bottle of gin just passing around. Take a shot. Yo.
They was two tiny ass handicapped motherfuckers, man. They wasn't like, I mean, they was all right. They was regular dudes.
It was a good night. It was. And I'm sorry I brought that up like that. Man, my bad, Kaz. My bad,
Did
Paul.
Did anybody say anything about the scenario remix while I was out
making
a drink? Oh, yeah. While you were making your drink, we definitely went in on that.
Okay. And Busta Rhymes, ain't he like the king of remix features?
He told the story about how he would just show up at different studio sessions and stuff. You know what I mean? He'd sit in, show a pop up to this place or that place, and just, you know, for a good while, that's how we was doing it. He just pop in to different places and then get on, bring some weed, bring whatever, and you know, hang out, and then be like, yo, let me get on that beat.
He'd have his
manager charge whoever, you know, to get paid for each feature that he did.
So since we're talking about Busta and we're talking about remixes, I didn't think nobody would be interested in this, but Busta Rhymes is a part of one of my favorite remixes, and No. That's a good one. That's a great one. But once upon a time, there was a group from New Jersey called The Artifacts.
Yeah.
And they made a song called "Come On With the Come On, Get Down With the Get Down." And they made a remix with Busta Rhymes, a young Busta Rhymes. Before his solo album, he was still with the group. But you can, you know, everybody can go to YouTube, look it up, Artifacts, Come On With The Come On, Get Down With The Get Down, remix with Busta Rhymes. And Busta, the beat was different. I think Buck Wild did the beat, you know? I think Buck Wild did it, you know?
As long as it wasn't Buck Shout Shorty, I'm going to fuck him up and try to take my gold lady.
I'm just saying, man. Listen to the Artifacts.
Dumb Down. Come on. Real.
Yeah, it's a lot of dope remixes out there, man. How do y'all feel about remixes? Why would somebody remake a song? Why would they do that? What do y'all feel about that?
Well, and not to make it a simplistic argument, but for the moolah, baby.
I think it was all about marketing and money.
Big Cass, let me ask you this, Casanova. Did you ever remix any of your work? Did you do a track and let Randy Honor do a remix on the rappers?
I'm going to tell you one thing that I did do. And you can even find this on YouTube. If you go on YouTube, there's like a full mixtape. Type in Big Cass and Lil Wayne. I'm guaranteed. I'm about to do it. Yeah, but I did a remix of all Lil Wayne songs. Like, you know, like I probably picked like 15 or 16 Lil Wayne songs, and I redid them, flipped them with some beats that I made.
See, that's dope. See, and I want to, so that alludes to something I want to say. So bringing back to the Ville shit, Day One Stewart, shout out to Day Uno, shout out to Unhumble Clothing. But he has a series of mixtapes he calls KEB 1, 2, 3. Kill Everybody Beat 1, 2, and 3. And it, go on Spotify, go wherever you get your music, and check out Day Uno KEB 1, 2. He has three records, and they're crazy. Like, he murders people's beat. He makes them songs their own. And that's another version of a remix to me, when you take someone's beat and then you make a whole new song out of it. And I'm definitely going to YouTube cast. It's immediately, I'm going to run, not walk to that motherfucker.
But shout out to Day Uno. Shout out to Unhumble. But this is what I'm talking about here. If you see this yellow joint, it's called, it's type in Big Cass, Lil Wayne, and the name of the mixtape was The Smash. The reason I did it, because you remember, like,
I'll do it later. I don't know.
I think they had did some smash up mixtapes where, like, Jay-Z did the whole joint where it was all remixed with, what you call beats. It was all remixed with that rock group. What's the rock group that he
Linkin Park.
That's why I called it The Smash. The Smash. But it's all
make sure y'all go there. Go there. Check YouTube. Check that Big Cass smash up with Lil Wayne. I'm going straight there after this shit. I know it's
Let me ask you a question. Big Face and Jay. Big Face and Jay, have y'all done a remix for any of y'all songs?
Mr. J, go ahead. You first, sir.
Yeah, I did a remix. Did a remix for Trolling for Nothing. It's in the movie called Savage Genesis. It's on Tubi and Prime.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
What a title.
A cat with a cat named Prince New Unique.
Word. Shout out.
What about
remix that I was ever a part of was, I was recording a new record called the Dirty White Boy album that never was released. But the first single I recorded was it with BTS, and it was called You Want It, We Got It. And I recorded it myself with a couple young rappers as hype men, but then we were working on a remix where I had Sonny the Star and Cali the Kid on the remix. And they turned out later on, Sonny, a huge star right now today in our city, one of the dopest rappers ever. But that was 25 years ago. I never put that out. Hell, I got to talk to my man Kenny Mack from BTS and get some of that. I don't even know if he got it.
Put it out, man.
But once again, my music part of, like, as far as recording was short-lived. Nothing else was short-lived. Like, I wrote for years before I recorded, and I've wrote ever since. Making music never stops. Whether you put that shit out commercially, that's something else. For everybody, because I ain't do rap for that. I ain't rapping to be a rapper. I rap because I am one.
Let's talk.
I mean, that's what you do, right?
And that's why, yo, Paul, thanks for the platform, man. You know? We didn't start this. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the platform. Like, man, Big Cass. I've been listening to you for years.
Cass, years.
I've been listening to you for years. Face.
100%.
I've been listening to Face, but I met Face as a rapper, but we became friends. But I've been listening to Face for years. Mr. J, we found out the truth.
Mr. J is the Professor X of 2-6. He keeps all the wisdom. You run up on him, the dude got a binder full of all of Fayetteville's history in it. And it's dope. If you just get a hold of Mr. J's binder one time for about 5 minutes, you'll know what's up.
I want to see that. Yo.
And we just lost Mr. Jones.
Cass, so you got to get into an interview. Mr. J is doing the ultimate documentary of the 2-6.
I linked up with him, and when he had some stuff on him, he even had, like, painting music on him. But I didn't know he had a full album. I didn't get a chance to look at
it. It was in my bag. It was in my bag.
Oh, man, he got – listen, hey, Cass, Mr. J got all the news clippings, all the Source magazine entries for everybody. Like, Mr. J got all that shit. all that
shit. I need to look in that, man. That's history right there, man.
History. That shit will be in the Fayetteville Hip Hop History Museum. We're going to have one day because we're going to have one because we're one of the dopest markets ever in hip hop. And we're going to show that soon. But we've been showing it forever. And cats appeal for our talent. Like he said earlier, okay, home of what? Home of Atheon Crockett, home of Dennis L.A. White, home of, you know what I'm saying, the dopest rapper in the world right now, the hottest rapper in the world, home of motherfucking Bone Crusher Smith, home of Michael Williams Jr., home of, the list goes on and on and on, dog. This is the melting pot of the South. Nobody else got a military base with 180,000 troops. And you know what I'm saying? We all from, I was born in Boston, raised here. Cass was born in New York, raised here. Cali, raised here. Memphis, raised here. It's like, but we here. The 2-6, that's why it's so hard to, you know, a tough city, because you really ain't fucking with no, this ain't no country people here. The 2-6 is a different kind of shit. Fayetteville is a different animal. We got country, yes, yes. But we got city. We got the attitude. It's like a small dog. And we upset. You know what I'm saying? We got that kind of attitude. And Fayetteville, well, like, look, we Cass, I agree with you, is we got our time in the sun coming.
We only got like 10 minutes left before we hit this hour mark. Let's get back a little on this remix. Why do you think there ain't a lot of remixes nowadays?
Well, everybody is not trying to do, you know, hopping on everybody's thing, or, you know, the producer. If somebody's pulling something, they're probably pulling it straight off of YouTube or whatever. Some of the newer cats. So, you know, there's not really a handful of people, you know, you may recognize as producer names, like from right now. You know what I'm saying? You may hear ATL Jacob. You may hear Mustard. You may hear, I don't know, a couple of the cats. You know what I'm saying? That actually have names, you know, that people spout time and again. But it's a different game. People throw so many singles up against the wall. It's like, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a lost art.
I think it's because of the decline of the DJ. Because back then, like when a record came out, those other things on the B side, like, you know, you would have like the Jamaican mix, the club mix, you know, the DC yes. mix, you know what I'm saying? Those different remixes were for a reason to push the record. Now, I mean, it's just, the record is just out now. So it's just a different way. Like they don't even drop the acapellas anymore. They don't want you to remix it. They don't even put out the acapella, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I definitely agree with Casanova. I agree with Casanova. The regional, like, you shopped at regional. So you did the Go-Go remix in Washington, D.C. You did the Sky remix. You did but I don't think it's not a regional product anymore. I mean, the remix to me, man, it's really important because we didn't even talk about really tonight the genre bending remixes where, like, they took hip hop and made a house remix. Or, you know, the way Europeans use the remix very differently than how we use the remix. You know what I'm saying?
Afrobeat remix nowadays. Afrobeat remix nowadays.
Course. Well, okay. Well, reggaeton was built off the remix. Let's talk about that. Reggaeton is entire genre built off a remix, honestly. They started remixing Tejada, Tejada music with hip-hop, and it became a genre, and it's called reggaeton. All right? Yeah. It's a remix. The whole damn genre's a remix. But that's a whole different story to me. Y'all fucking me up with this Brady Bunch. We jumping around this box right here. There's a story. Brady, he was fucking with people that see.
We lost Jay. His camera's out.
Well, I'm going to be gone soon because I'm on like 3%. But I do want to say this while we on, and this got nothing to do with the show. Hey, Cass, good to see you, bro.
Thank you, brother. Good to see you, too.
Hey, let me tell you something. Cass, Paul been killing it for me, bro. Paul been crushing this shit for me, dude. Paul, big ups to you, bro.
Preach. Yeah, we about to wrap it up here real soon. Anything else we should cover about the remixes? I mean, definitely, yeah, you got to make different John Ray remixes.
I want to say this. I'm leaving here and going straight to YouTube and going to Big Cass with Lil Wayne mashup. I'm listening to that the rest of the fucking night. I guarantee you.
I'm going to tell you, I did it in like one weekend. Like one weekend, I was just locked in, just smoking and making little funny beats on Fruity Loops and flipping them. And it's probably like 15, 16 bucks. Check it out. Yeah.
I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say this again because we're gaining audience every show. But I heard about Cass when he was probably 15 or 16 from his pops because I got my hair cut in the RIP to your pops, man, in the shop he worked. And he would play Cass's shit. And I was kind of a big local kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, let me hear. Everybody wanted me to listen to something. But when he played Cass, I was like, Yo, what, this motherfucker's nicer than us. And he's a kid. So, Vigga, I always have a great time doing this with you, Casanova, Paul. Thank you, everybody involved. But Cass, man, slept on talent, man. A dope MC for real.
Yeah, y'all go check it out, man. Google me, man. Even like when I'm telling you about that Lil Wayne mashup, I had that did that 20 years ago because I mean, it had to have been at least 2000 and maybe 2000. And, I don't know. It had to have been a minute ago, 15 years ago, at least, probably when I did that Lil Wayne joint. But check it out, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Google me. Google Mr. J. You know, Google Big Face, man. We're keeping this thing moving, man. Google
Paul, my son. Like he froze up. So we definitely about to end it here. We about to hit the hour mark here real soon. I want to shout out a couple more remixes before we go, though, that Jack Harlow was popping. That was like one of the last remixes I remember and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The Jack Harlow was popping remix. And definitely shout out my Paul Masson Golden Age remix. That was the only remix I did. It wasn't no features, but it was a beat, new beat and whatnot. Anything you want to shout out, Mr. J, before we go? Mr. J. And I don't think we can hear him at all. All right, we about to wrap it up, Kaz. Till next week. Look like it ended up just me and you. Peace. And we out.
We out. Live for fair now.
All right, one.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.